Please rise as we continue with the prayers of God's people. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For those who are ailing today, Lord, we remember those that are on our hearts, especially this day as we remember the victims, the families of those victims, and those that are injured from the attack in Christchurch, New Zealand. We pray that you would lead us away from hatred and violence to a love for all people, from people who come from all sorts of creeds and nations. Lord, we also pray for those among us who are sick, quietly sick in their home and not able to be here this morning, but also for those we mentioned today, for Anna, as she visits her brother, for Lisa, who is sick, for Thanksgiving, for Ava, for improved health, for Dan Johnson in recovery, for Kai, Bev, Wyatt and Charlie, Haley, Gail, Paul, Evan, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Jim, Alicia and Miles, Gary, Joel, Ryan, Sandy, Rick, Cassidy, Betty, Ron, Addie, Monty, JD, the family of Carla, Janine, Art and Sandy, Brenda, Mal, Andrew, Rick, Kiera, and Carlos. We also pray that you'd be with those who are grieving, that they may be strengthened in body and spirit, confident of the love of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the peoples here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray this through Jesus, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after supper, Jesus took the cup. And when he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you always. The congregation may be seated as we continue with distribution.